Meeting to order. Welcome everybody this morning. Is there any disclosures of pecuniary interest anyone has? Seeing none, we'll enter that into the minutes. A normal rule will apply if, in fact, during this course of meeting, you find yourself with a conflict. That brings us to the reports in 3.1.
And the first report, Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund, the OCIF, and the Small Communities Fund, the SCF, Expression of Interest Applications.
If you've got suggestions there, what's the council's concerns or comments? Anyone? Councilor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I guess after reading the report, I don't know, I didn't get a clear understanding how we're going to pay for this thing. So maybe, I know we'll get funding. Maybe you can give us a, what do you think the estimate funding's going to be with the remainder to be paid, and how are we going to cover it without having a debt?
Which project?
Well,
through you, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
Yeah, the funding will cover 2/3 for the pump station and hopefully up to $2 million for Texas Road. So that'll leave you about $2.8 million or a little bit more than that to be funded. That should be funded via long-term debt, which will again add to the long-term debt total. Now, if these projects are both completed within 2015, if we do that, we'll have paid back an extra $1.3 million on the total debt of the town, so you won't have a major significant increase of the total debt level, but you would have $2.8 million coming in for Pump Station 2 and $1.7 million for Texas Road.
And Justin, how would that be funded, that net debt of about $1.5 million or something like that? On the pump station, it would be through.
Well, we could either, I would suggest that the best way to do it, given our current cash flow situation, would be through long-term debentures or a mix of gas tax funds as well. We could do some of those.
Okay, then Antoinette, for the pump station, that's funded through the water rates.
Yeah.
Even though there's a debenture, it's funded through water rates.
Any debt taken for the pump station works or pump station force main decommissioning of lagoons would obviously be on the wastewater rates. And actually, those debts have already been incorporated into our models. So a good portion of that is already incorporated into our current rates. So if we get this grant, you shouldn't see too much effect on the remainder of the rates or the rates moving forward.
I think council wants to be aware of the fact the pump station too, with the Edgewater sewage diversion project, that's the project that has to be done. There's no if, and buts about it. And so I certainly would hope that this council can see that after all the work that we have did with our wastewater treatment plant, not to incorporate the pump station too would be like buying a new suit and keeping your old socks on. Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment more than anything. I think we have to apply for this grant, obviously. Our concern is all the how it's going to be funded, et cetera. Can we not apply and then have a report come back with financial details? More in depth.
Justin, go ahead.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, absolutely. No, it has to be done. So if we can get 2/3 funding for it,
do it.
The more the better. And that way we can do the whole project in one giant phase as opposed to spread it over 10 years. It's a great opportunity for the town, and we have to move forward on that for sure.
If I can just add something, Your Worship. That was the one, I think we gave council a breakdown here maybe a month and a half ago. We identified that project, Pump Station 2, the Edgewater decommissioning, because we do have that Ministry of Environment order against us to actually do it. Mm-hmm. And secondly, we provided that list, you might recall, to Taras Nadishak and Jeff Watson, so they've been both aware of it, that that was the top priority, followed by Texas Road.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. Is there any way that we're also going to be talking about development charges, and certainly the developers are going to benefit immensely from this, correct? Is there any way that that can be looked at in relationship to development charges in that area? I don't know whether we're crossing issues or not.
These projects have been incorporated in the current study, or at least portions of it. So, for example, the forest main is listed under the DC study, and then it's broken into different funding, because there are current residents or current systems that would be benefiting, so you wouldn't put that on the DC charges, but anything growth related for these projects have been incorporated in the study as well. So I, through discussion with Rebecca, I think we already mentioned that if we were to receive any grants, we'd have to then take a look at the DC study, and that's a living document, so you can review that every year and make any changes if there's any significant changes. So those are already in the DC study, and then we have to look at the outcome once we receive any grants for you.
Thank you.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Antoinette, to Justin. Justin, could you just please go back over, is it $2.3 million for the, and that's for the sewage pump up station, and that's for that will be on our water rates, correct? The 2.3.
It would be on the wastewater rates. Okay. Yeah, we would be in the range of anywhere from $2.5 to $3 million left unfunded, and we could fund that via debt or you know, use of the development charges, some use of the gas tax as well. But I just want to make sure once we get to that point that we're not leaving ourselves, you know, short. We got to make sure if we have to borrow a little bit extra and match that over time with the actual asset, because this asset is 20 years, and I think that would be the best approach to doing it, for sure.
And then further to that, is it $2.8 million for Texas Road that would be left?
No, the total Texas Road project is approximately $3.7 million, and then we would have about $2 million in funding if we were successful, leave us about $1.7
million. $1.7? Okay, and further to that, we will only pay down our debt $1.3 million by the end of next year. That will be it. So we're adding this additional amount to the debt, correct?
No, the actual repayment of the total debt for next year, the principal portion, is $3 million.
But I thought I understood you saying that you will pay off $1.3
million. No, yeah. it would be about $3
million. About $3 million? Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
the report says $1.3 million?
No, I thought you just said that. No,
based on the amortization schedule, it's about $3 million of repayment of debt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin, you said earlier that we would pay down the debt by $1.3 million before the end of this year. This year we would pay $1.3 million, I believe.
In 14,
I believe that's
what. Oh, yeah. Yes, okay, in 14, but by the time 2015 would come around. I'm sorry, I'm looking forward to when these projects would be, you know, done, completed, the debt would be added on, and then we have another year of payments under our belt, sorry.
Okay. And further to that, at one time, we talked about Texas Road, and it was $6 million, and that's what the residents seemed that they wanted. And now we're down to $3.7 million. Have we gone back to the residents to say that's what we plan on doing instead of the total amount of $6
million? Go ahead.
Well, I believe that that discussion was during the budget deliberations. When we presented our capital budget, we included the 3.7 option, not the 6 million. And there was discussion at that time that we would stick with that option and apply for grants with that option, unless there's been a change. I think we're moving ahead with that.
But I think council should be aware of the fact. Listen. You've listened to the residents on Texas Road. You've seen what the options were that would bring that road up to a condition would last for another 20, 30 years. And so it's going to be up to whoever here that will make the decision on exactly what you're going to do on Texas Road. While you've got both of these in front of you, and you're going to make the application, the administration will make application and see if we're successful, then of course you'll have discussions on exactly how you're going to fit them in. But you must be aware of the fact that that pump station is very important to the completion of our wastewater treatment plant. And then of course, the decommissioning of the Edgewater Lagoon, and then that's going to, of course, be an attraction and incentive for the other developers to come in because the capacity is going to serve this community well for many years to come. Councilor, you've got a follow-up, Councilor?
Yes.
Pouget, go ahead.
Yes, and just for a clarification, if we apply, and I understand we have to apply for the grant of for the wastewater, for the pump station, I understand that. My concern is if we apply for the grant for Texas Road, does that tie, and we're saying we have to give the government notice that we're planning on spending $3.7 million, does that tie the future council's hands in going into the $6 million range?
Mr. Mayor, I can take that one. They're two separate funds. The, as the mayor has indicated, the funding is up to $2 million. What the next council chooses to do or which concept for Texas Road they choose to go with, this council should realize that there's only up to $2 million in funding available.
Exactly.
Whether you're successful with Texas Road or not, it doesn't affect, it has no effect or bearing on the other funding stream. So I hope that answers your question. I don't know, can I expand on it?
Yeah. Could I just expand on that?
Go ahead.
Okay, I probably have not expressed myself properly. If the new council wanted to spend the $6 million on Texas Road, would they could still do it based on the fact that they might only get $2 million? I just don't want their hands to be tied and say, no, you've applied for Texas Road for $3.7 million, and now you can't get the money because you're expanding it to $6 million.
Mr. Mayor, to my understanding, the OCIF fund is geared to smaller infrastructure. It's not highways and major freeways and so on and so forth. What we apply for is the maximum amount. Whether you go and increase the size of the project, the scope of the project, you should apply for what you plan on building right now, but if you go outside of that to accommodate different challenges or different things that the community would like, I think you can still work within that scope of that project, knowing that your budget will increase and that you only have a maximum of $2 million. Funding will have to come from somewhere to subsidize the balance.
And just one more question as a follow-up. At one time, when we were going to do Texas Road from Front Road north, right up to Knob Hill, it was $3 million, correct? And then from Knob Hill to the Verde Club, or the second concession, it was an additional $3
million. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If
Mr. Mayor, I'll defer that one to Antonetta. It's more of a design stage question.
The length of road that is we're still planning on doing is still the same with the entire span. We just eliminated portions like sidewalks on both sides or a trail in the sidewalk, enclosing both drainage like north and south. So the road itself will be done the same length, both sections, but we are eliminating certain street lights, certain things to make it not the 6 million and the 3.2 to 3.7 million.
Yeah, please.
If I could just add, at the risk of this becoming a very long meeting, yes, I think you need to make a decision on which project you're applying for. Because you'll recall there was the $6 million project that was approved by council. I think it came in at $6.5 million. Then we had an open house at the Libro Center last fall, and the engineers brought forward something in the range of $3.7 million, which was a modified project, and sought feedback from the community. And the community was, some said, fine, that's all we need. And many others said, no, this isn't adequate. But I think there's some real difficulty if council doesn't make a decision. If you apply for a project based on this, no matter what the cap is, then you want to alter it to this. I'm a little concerned that you run the risk of losing the $2 million.
Councilor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I clearly remembered, as much as we all struggled with wanting to have that $6 million pretty street, we did make a decision that we're going to go down to the 3.7 so that we could actually provide what they all really wanted, and that was a new road, and that we would modify it so that at least there were some of the services we really wanted there, but they weren't going to be able to get it all. So I think that I think it should be a moot point that we're now talking about the $6 million. We made the decision, we voted on it, and I think we need to move on with that so that we can determine what the budget has to be in relationship to if we get the $2 million, can we afford the difference, and how do we do that? We can't be, I really don't think we can be playing around with this additional, $6 million figure. Otherwise, it's just going to throw the next council all off and put us back into a debt that we have promised to climb out of.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I believe, and I stand to be corrected, what we have on the books in terms of the motion is the original $6 million project. I don't think we've ever rescinded that, reconsidered it, or struck any new motion. That's what's on the books right now, is the $6 million project. That's, as our CAO has alluded to, there are residents out there that would be happy with, a bargain solution that gets the road and some of the amenities in there, and there's others who spoke very loudly that they want that entire option back. My druthers would be to go after the money and, clarifying whether or not we may choose to expand that project, or council of the day may choose to expand that project as they move forward. But right now, make no mistake, that $6 million project is the one that we've approved and put on the books. We would have to reconsider that and move forward. And to that, we all know what an important issue that is, not only to the residents, but to the entire community. To do that without proper public input and consultation, I don't want any part of that. I think we need to engage them.
Councilor Peel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was beginning to think I didn't have a bright enough shirt on. You couldn't see it here.
But
this is actually a follow-up from my question when you put in some words when I got my first question in. Continue on now. Thank you. I was just going to say that I understand the wastewater treatment plant, that project.
Yeah.
That had to be done. And I understood it was already figured into our $46 million that were projected for the end of the year. My biggest concern was Texas Road. That's why I wondered how much debt we would have from it, what would he fund it with, and Justin provides some good information that we will be paid down a significant amount by end of 15. But I guess we talked about the projects that we, two various projects on Texas Road, $6 million and the 3.7. To me, it's like when I go to buy a car. If I wanted, everybody like to buy a car. Oh, Cadillac, can you afford it? No, so we buy a Ford or a Volkswagen, that's all. You downgrade. To put that $6 million on our debt now, anyway, this council won't be doing it. It's the next council that's going to do it. So they'll have to work with that. But I feel that we need to get this funding going. Very important to the town to get it. And then the new council can decide exactly which project they want. Thank you.
Mayor Sutton. Justin, go ahead.
I just would like to stress the importance of this. If we did go with the $6 million difference, the additional amount would come from debt, and road work, all that has to be recovered through property tax dollars. So just so everyone's on the same page, that would be pushing that to the taxpayers of the town. So thanks, everyone.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree.
Thanks for that information, Jeff.
Just in case.
I don't think anybody missed that.
Well, that's good.
The
what happened? What we're smiling about has nothing to do.
Yeah, no.
We'll explain it after.
Let's share.
Poor Justin sitting there going, "Something I said."
Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree that the two projects, we have to fund them. And it's back to Councillor Sutton's point that there is the motion on the floor that was approved for the 6.7, whatever the number is. But that'll be to the next council. They can have their reconsideration vote and change it to the 3.5, 3.7, whatever it is at that time. I think we're dealing with things in the future that this council cannot deal with and shouldn't even be talking about at this point in time. The biggest thing is get the money. Let's get the funding and then proceed from there. And I mean, at the right time, I'll make the motion to approve both projects.
Councilor Davies.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to be really clear that because we talked about the 3.7 million, that if we apply, I want to be just confirmation that if we applied for the $2 million grant, saying using the amount of 3.7, would we put ourselves at risk if in fact, I thought we had that discussion, but it is 6 million. Are we putting ourselves at risk putting forward one amount when in fact the motion
That question
is
was asked twice. Mike, would you?
I want clarification.
Would you?
Yes, Council. That's the part that concerns me. Based on, and that's Paul here before, but she's having some difficulty finding that. But if in fact the 6 million is the only thing still on the books, I would certainly urge you to apply for the $6 million project, knowing that the max you could get is 2. You could always refine that and modify that later to 3.7, 4, 5, whatever you want to do, because you still have 2 million, and that's
right.
The max.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I was going to say. At the proper time, new council would be presented with
it's
the funding options, and they can make
but
a determination.
But it's important that you, and you're doing right by talking about it here with this body, making a decision what you want to do with the OCIF and, of course, the FCF. What is Council's pleasure? Deputy Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that we receive the report from the Director of Economic and Community Development dated September 8th, 2014. Council directed the administration to submit an expression of interest application to the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund and Small Community Funds for Texas Road, and Council directed administration to complete and submit an expression of interest application for the Edgewater Sewage Diversion Project.
I'll support that.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? All in favor? Motion is carried unanimously. Next item?
And 3.2, development charges study.
Did you have your hand up?
I'm sorry, yes.
Go ahead. You don't have to turn your head and carry on. If I don't see your hand,
okay.
Just say, Mr.
Sure.
Mayor.
Okay.
I do that so often.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I want to make another motion, an additional motion, if council agrees. I'd like to make a motion that the head of financial services do a report, as mentioned earlier, regarding the implications, so that we don't forget. Like, there's been a lot of things said, and especially the numbers and stuff like that. Thank you.
A report on what?
On the financial implications of the
the discussion,
supported by Councillor Pilon. All in favor? Because once it comes back, if we're successful, you'll be discussing all of those items.
All over you.
Next issue with the
3.2 is the DC study update, and then Rebecca's here, Council, to assist you.
With Council's pleasure at this time, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A question through to Rebecca. I spoke to you on, I think it was Friday, regarding this, Rebecca, about, excuse me, the phase-in of the non-residential development charges from zero to the approval, full non-residential, da-da-da. I just want confirmation that the developers that were at the last meeting actually spoke in favor of this. They were, there was nobody objecting to it, was there? To what you recommended here?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Norbert spoke at the last meeting, and he's in favor of this. He thinks it's quite fair. I also discussed the proposed phase in July 1st next year with the Joster House Group, and they think it's fair as well.
Thank you.
Councilor Sutton, did you have your hand up?
I was going to ask the same question in terms of would this give us time, even at the meeting itself, to discuss with the various parties that were concerned, and we're going to submit their suggestions regarding the DC charges study, that we're not setting anything in stone. It still ultimately results on passing the bylaw on the 22nd, correct?
Mr. Mayor, the plan at this point, I have discussed this with Joster House. I don't think they'll be submitting anything further. They do think the full phase in of July next year is fair. Norbert Bolger and I have been in discussion last week as well, back and forth for confirmation and clarification on some items. I don't think that he'll be submitting anything further. He's fine with the proposed phase in, and Boblo Development Inc. has not submitted anything
right
at all at this point. So the plan is still to move forward on the 22nd, but we hope today clarification coming out of this meeting is that we'll issue the addendum to the DC report today and bring forward the addendum for council's review as soon as possible in the bylaw on September 22nd.
Perfect.
So a motion of this body would be in order.
Yeah.
Councilor DeFasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca, what effect is this going to have on the present ones that are going on? There'll be no effect on that. Things will remain the same. How's that going to work?
The concern, thank you, Mr. Mayor, for bringing this forward at this time is so that people are aware and it gives them enough time to complete their projects that are presently underway. So we're not surprising people that have already costed out projects. That's why this was determined to be maybe a fair way to deal with this.
Yeah, it's not going to affect the projects that are going on here. That was raised at your last meeting. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At this time, if I may, I would like to move the recommendation with concurrence to points 1, 2, and 3, and if you want me to read them, I will, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Their supporter, Councillor Davies, supports that motion. There's no further discussion. Councillor Cruiser.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I just have a concern of what ramifications this will have on the general taxpayers. And could you please elaborate on that? Because I know that if we don't charge them right away, then we have to make up for it in other revenues.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's true. If you look at the second page of the report, there is a financial ramification. The money, $171,000 for a full phase in on July 1st of next year. It does have to come from other sources. It is split between water, wastewater, and taxation. So there is some financial ramification on the town of doing this phase, and it's true, yes.
Councillor Davey, followed by Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. I am glad that we are now going to have development charges that will take the burden off of the taxpayer. So I think that is really critical. If we're going with the full 6.5, is it? Is there any sense at all that might discourage developers from coming here versus another community? And I realize that we have a lot of catch up to do, but I just want to be clear that we're confident that developers are going to sail along and find this acceptable.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At this point, I'm somewhat concerned. If you recall, and I can show the table this morning, we're going from nothing to the highest in the county. So I am concerned. It is possible it could turn away commercial, industrial development. We don't know at this point. But we also can review this DC study as early as 2 weeks from now. This is something we can review any time. So if we do find 6 months from now there's concerns, I will bring this back before council again. But I am concerned, possibly, yes.
Thank you. Supplementary to that. So, and and I do support that the developer pay their fair development charges so that we can reduce the taxes. The issue for me is that possibly, like any good small business who may not be able to compete with a large box store, we provide better services. Is there a way that we can look at that strategy so that even though the DC may be a little bit higher than others, that the service entices developers to come here instead? Is there a strategy within the department to make that more enticing? Did I make myself clear? Just an example is that faster, being able to process the papers faster, being on top of when they come in, that they're going to get service, they're not going to be waiting. And I know you've already done a lot of that in your department, sped up some things, and I realize that you have resources that are stretched. But I think, in fact, if we're going to increase the rate of the development charges, we have to entice them a different way. And certainly small businesses do that. They'll say, yes, I can't compete with that big boxer, but my service is better, and people still want to come to me because our services are so much better that they're willing to tolerate that. And I'm just wondering if there's a strategy within the department to make it really enticing for a developer to want to get your services versus...
Councilor Davies, on that, I mean, through the reorganization that was done here, one of the biggest things was the delivery of services. And we've got the people with those skills that are doing that, and that in itself is an attraction. But this, understand, you're going to have some people that will say, geez, that's a tremendous increase. We're going to have to wait and see what the impact really is. Understand, we've invested very carefully in our infrastructure to attract those various developers. And having said that, with all that Amherstburg has to offer, we are suggesting that those developers are still going to find Amherstburg an attraction, and certainly our community is an incentive for industrial, commercial, and residential growth. And so I think when you make a decision such as this, you've got to look back and say, we have did all of those particular things in the town of Amherstburg that would warrant us the opportunity to increase those various DC charges, and I think it'll pay itself.
If I can, thank you, Your Worship. A couple of things, and I think Council's heard Rebecca say this before. Before I get to that, certainly my experience has been there isn't a community in this province where the local developers haven't complained about DCs. Every time a municipality has to review its DC bylaw, they all complain. At one point, back in 2004 or whatever it was, the town of Lakeshore dramatically increased its development charges. You didn't see a rush of developers leave Lakeshore and come over to Amherstburg, nor anywhere else, because they own the land there, and they can't pick up the land and move it. So although they'll complain, they still pay it because it's a pass-through to whomever they're dealing with. But other issues, and I think that's what Rebecca was getting at before, and this is what Rebecca's talked about in the past, is those who are looking to develop will generally come to Amherstburg. They've made it very clear, taxes are lower. There's the market. They're coming here because they think they can make some money here. They think that they can market this community. Rebecca has stated before, they like the quick turnaround from the planning department, the building department, so on. Ease of that whole process for them is far more attractive than in other communities. So it isn't always just the cost of the development charge. And I remind you again, it still is a pass-through. And Rebecca might want to add to it.
Thank you, Mayor. If I can make one further comment, what I found since I've been here is the developers don't even think about the development charges when they're first coming to town. They're not even asking me, how much are your DCs? It's not something that's on their mind. They're not coming because of the DCs. So I never hear that question.
On the councilor's side.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just going to underscore the point that we're going from charging nothing on our commercial and industrial rates to charging something. And even with the residential rates, as Norbert said when he was here, it's ultimately the homeowner who pays for those anyway because they build it into the price. And the same thing with the company, you know, who has to pay development charges, they're building it into whatever sprocket or joint or whatever they make, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there is a little bit of a cost for the town to phase it in rather than do it all at once. But I think that's just wise and fair to all concerned, because at the end of the day, we're respecting the taxpayers' ability to pay and trying to offset that, you know, with good business and good commercial and industrial development. So I think it's the wisest course of action.
Just before I call the vote, I'm asking, Paula, would you be kind enough to read that motion back to us, please?
That the report from the Manager of Planning Services dated September 9th regarding the development charges study be received. Council concur with the recommendation of a full phase-in of non-residential development charges from zero to the approved full non-residential square foot rate to be implemented on July 1 of 2015, and Council direct administration with regard to the shortfall resulting from the phase-in on non-residential development charges so that this shortfall can be included in the next budget as a line item.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried once again unanimously. Thank you. That completes that. I entertain the motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Been moved. Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Motion is carried. I entertain a motion that we go into in camera. Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Councillor Sutton supports that. All in favor?
Sorry.
Might be a bomb.
Are you
this is Tammy's from
the ticket.
Excuse me.
You got to
take this in the bomb squad.
Thank you.